The rabbi of Temple Israel in Rogersville is Barbara Block. I began by asking her whether the attack in Pittsburgh has changed the way she and her congregation here think about their own security.
We have, for some time, been aware of the need for security and have security. We are in the process of reviewing our security measures because we recognize we need to be vigilant.
Just to set the scene, we're sitting in the library here at Temple Israel, and I was noticing before our interview the history section with titles like The Nazi Holocaust, The Years of Extermination. And I'm just wondering, what are some tangible things that people in the Missouri Ozarks can do, parents, educators, roommates, to make sure that we play no part in revisiting that horrible point in history?
The first thing is to become knowledgeable. You can also visit our synagogue. In addition to our services, which are open, we have events that are open to the public, including two coming up in the month of November. The first is a celebration of our 125th anniversary as a congregation, Sunday, November 4th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the following week, on Sunday, November 11th, we have our Art Fest. And one of the things that happens at Art Fest is that I give tours of our temple sanctuary and do question-answer sessions. And then at whatever level of knowledge you are about Judaism, always speak up. The worst evil occurs when people stand by and do nothing. If you hear someone say something that is anti-Semitic, that is racially biased, don't just go along with it, but say something.
For a lot of people listening, many of whom I'm going to assume have been in a situation like that and maybe felt awkward or didn't feel at all comfortable hearing that and yet didn't take that step, how would you encourage them to respond to that?
What's important is to recognize that each of us does have a role to play. You may be someone who's not comfortable writing a letter to the newspaper, but you might be able to say something to a family member who says something hateful. You might be able to tell them, that's not funny. And if you have children, teach them to be accepting of other people and help them to learn about others. And if you hear that something's being done in the school that isn't right, speak up to the principal. Do something. There's a saying in our Talmud that it's not incumbent on you to finish the work. Any one of us alone cannot save the world. But it's not permissible to not do anything, nor may you desist from this entirely.
Again, that was Rabbi Barbara Block of Temple Israel in Rogersville speaking with me yesterday. She said the synagogue has received many calls of support from churches and individuals in and around Springfield after the mass shooting in Pittsburgh, in which a gunman killed 11 Jewish congregants in their place of worship Saturday. I'm Jennifer Moore.